Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA, by Town Transport, what premium service is about, by Buffalo Wild Wings, roar, and by Katsa Brothers. We remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up, we'll hear the Tuesday practice report from head coach Ken Niumatalolo. We'll hear from kicker Bijan Nichols and punt returner Garrett Wynn. We'll also hear from offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. Brianna Sorensen will talk with Jamel Carruthers and talk about his performance from Saturday as he now finds himself as the starting B-back in the Navy lineup. 12-week exams are here. The mids are headed to East Hartford, Connecticut for a matchup with the Connecticut Huskies on Friday night as they try to improve to 7-1 on the season. And Navy wins a big one against Army in volleyball. All that and more coming your way next on the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
The Veterans Classic returns to the Naval Academy on Friday, November 8th in Alumni Hall. The men's basketball doubleheader will feature the host midshipmen taking on East Carolina at 8:30, preceded by last year's NCAA Final Four participant Auburn matching up with Davidson at 6. Tickets are on sale now at NavySports.com. Navy coach Ed Duchelis will lead the midshipmen into their 113th season of college basketball and his 9th in Annapolis. Get your tickets today for the Veterans Classic in Annapolis at NavySports.com.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for each Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in-stock merchandise. Visit usnabsd.com for information. Are you a member of the Kids Shipman Club? For just $15, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Visit NavySports.com for more information. The Kids Shipman Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. The mids get set for the Connecticut Huskies, altering the practice plan because of the short week and 12-week exams. Head coach Ken Niumatalolo met the media this week.
Yeah, we actually did a little bit more yesterday
than you might normally.
Normally do, but it was still, we weren't in pads. Today was really a normal Tuesday, and then tomorrow will be our Thursday practice. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday will be our Thursday practice. Then we'll travel on Thursday. So you basically lose a day. You just do the best you can with it, with what you have.
And then obviously with the night game, I mean, everything's different for you. I mean, just the whole routine. But you think these guys are adaptable in that way? And I think we've talked in the past about sometimes when you go on the road, it makes things a little easier.
Well, what we've done is we've tried to tailor everything so it's similar. And so just in the Tulsa game, we've been tinkering some stuff and, Coach Fitz and our strength staff and our training room staff kind of, I feel like I like what we do now on night games. Mm-hmm. Because you never know. Do you lay around all day? Do you, do something in the morning? And we've done everything in the 12 years being a head coach. But I like what we do now, and it helped us versus Tulsa. We'll do the same thing versus UConn.
Well, we've had this discussion before, but this shapes up similar to a few years ago when you played Temple. It's 12-week exams of short week. I think you said you learned from that experience the last time, correct?
Well, just do not take it for granted. And don't dismiss it and just, pretend like it's not there.
You have to account.
You have to address it. You have to account for it. But it is what it is. You know, we can't call, you know, UConn, hey, can you guys give us an extra day or take it easy on us? We had exams. We just got to address it, and I feel like we have. Yeah, and the change is not a turnover change. It's a little different significance, but it's cool that he got it.
Right. Well, I thought it was usually for the defense, but that was nice of them to give a kicker the chain.
He's the guys on our team love him. I mean, he's got a funny personality, you know what I mean? Just, and he's so mellow, which for a kicker you want, and you know, nothing seems to bother him. And again, what you want for a kicker, and he's got a really good leg.
And you're not worried about him losing focus or anything because of him making a big kick and getting a lot of attention?
No, I think he's the same kid. I mean, he's the same kid, and you know, kickers, you have to have your routine and you have to have what you do, you know, before you kick, and I think he'll stick to that.
On the special teams note, I've been meaning to talk to you about Garrett Wynn. I think he's doing a really good job as the punt returner. He's going at right present on pace to have as many punt return yards as anybody's had in a while here. He catches the ball. He gains yards. I mean, can you just talk about Garrett Wynn and how you've been pleased with his performance back there?
Garrett is as good as we've ever had. I mean, he seems like he always makes the first guy miss.
Yeah, he does.
You know, there's sometimes a safe punt, we tell him, hey, just fair catch it, and he still returns it, and he makes the first guy miss. But he does a really good job. Really, really pleased with him. Because, you know, there's hidden yards there. Obviously, you're trying to get, you obviously want to catch the ball first. And years past, you try to make sure we had guys who could catch the ball and don't lose hidden yardage. But it's always nice, too, if you can return, and he's done that. And the other part, too, is Owen. I mean, Owen's punting the ball really well.
Another great game on Saturday.
So our special team's doing a lot of good things right now. We just got to continue to improve.
Was there anything you saw in Wynn? Because you had Jake Springer, who had returned punts last year. And what was it you all saw in Garrett Wynn that led you to think that he might be good in that role? And
well, he did some stuff in practice. He did some stuff that kind of caught your eye. In the Holy Cross game, he, you know, caught the ball or caught the pitch on third down plays and fourth down plays, and he made people miss. And he just did enough to give, you know, Warren it a chance. And when he got in there, he did great.
Right. And last but not least, we were talking with Strauss about, you have two slot backs who are really averaging high numbers, and it might be overlooked with Malcolm getting all his yards and now Jamal, but KK and Taz are both, when they get the ball, they're making things happen.
Well, it helps you, you know what I mean? Obviously, in triple option, if you got your fullback, your quarterback, and your pitch, guys all operating at a high level. You know, you got to block for each other in the perimeter, which they do. A-backs and the wide receivers and O-line. Malcolm's been doing a good job of distributing it, but, you know, they're doing a lot of good things, and it definitely helps when your A-backs are getting big chunks.
So what's it been like since Saturday night when you kicked the game-winning field goal? I mean, I've started seeing on social media, I got these guys, Bijan, the new superstar, came and visited the 55 tailgate. We love this kid. I mean, you're like the new hero of Navy. What's it been like for you?
It's been pretty cool, I guess. People have been saying hi to me that I don't necessarily know, but it's my job's still the same every week, so I just need to focus on that and keep doing what I've been doing.
Well, that's why I mean, you're obviously worried when you have a big event like this and you get a lot of attention about focus and getting your head on straight, but you don't seem like you're that kind of guy. You seem pretty level-headed and even-keeled.
Thank you. I try to strive to be that way and just focus on what I need to do.
So after the game, I saw that they gave you the chain, which, you know, is usually a defensive thing. How cool was it for a kicker to get the defensive chain around their neck?
It was pretty cool. It was good. I tried to put it on first, but it wouldn't fit over my helmet. Then I had to kind of reconfigure it and get it on.
So, I mean, when you kind of recap that feeling of having your teammates mob you like that and just the whole, I mean, that's something that you dream of, really, when you're, if you're a kicker, a game-winning field goal in a game that means a lot in that situation, time expires. I mean, is it getting any better?
No, it's a great opportunity, and I was happy to have it and be able to execute and have things play out the way they did.
But not to be Mr. Negative, that you know how this whole fan base is. It's what have you done for me lately? If you don't make the next one, you're not the fan favorite anymore.
All right, so week in, week out, I got to keep doing your job.
All right. Well, I've been very impressed with your punt returning. You're doing a fantastic job putting up good numbers. I mean, while we start at the beginning, what's your experience of punt returning prior to coming to the Naval Academy?
I caught a couple punts in high school, nothing too crazy, but I've been catching punts since high school. So.
So when did you start to kind of get in the mix? Because last year, Jake Springer was the punt returner, and I kind of figured he'd do it again. But I'm thinking maybe, you know, he's got an important role in defense. They don't want to expose him. When did you enter the punt return mix?
I wasn't in the mix at all last year. I caught a couple punts early this year in practice. And then Jake and CJ were ahead of me on the depth chart. Jake had a couple struggles. CJ got the job. CJ got hurt a little bit, and they threw me out there on twins. Me and Jake were out there together because we had a sporadic punter, and they liked the way I returned it, so they just put me back out there.
What was the first game that you did punt returns in?
Memphis.
Right. What do you think it takes to be a good punt returner?
Just focus. Focus on catching the ball. Fearlessness. You can't be scared of them guys running down on your head. Just catch the ball, get upfield.
What you've done a really good job, and Coach Dean might just mentioned in our interview, of making that first guy miss. Is that just instinct? I mean, how do you – because like you said, it'd be nice to be able to look and see who's coming and where they're coming from, but you can't be doing that. So by the time you catch the ball, if you're going to make the first guy miss, you got to almost have a second sense.
Yeah, it's kind of instinct. You can't really think about it too much. If you think too much, you're going to do too much, and that's how you drop the ball. So it's just kind of instinct.
So you like it?
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's good to get out there and get a role on the team.
And are you surprised with your success?
Not surprised at all. If you come every day and just grind, you put out the product on Saturday.
That's Navy punt returner Garrett Wynn, who's done a fantastic job so far. They'll look to continue the success Friday night at Connecticut. Coming up, we'll hear from offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper, the Navy midshipman, and the Connecticut Huskies coming up Friday night just after 8 o'clock in Hartford, Connecticut. Joe Miller, Keith Mills, Scott Wyckoff join us for all the action. Coming up, Ivan Jasper is next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine. It's presented to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine with offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper. What is it about Malcolm Perry right now in late-game situations? Air Force and now Tulane, he comes up with and leads this team, because it's not just him, but it leads this team to two huge victories now in late-game situations.
Well, one of my favorite all-time movies is The Replacements.
Mm-hmm.
And the line they're using, it said, winners want the ball when the game's on the line. You know, that's what Gene Hackman told Keanu Reeves. I mean, and that's him. I mean, when he gets on the line, he wants the football, you know, and man, we won't get the ball to anybody else but him, you know. So he's definitely made two big runs, you know, in two big games for us in crunch time situations. You know, he wants the ball. He's stepping up. He's making the big plays, you know, different attitude about him. You know, again, this is his team, and he's playing away, being a little bit more vocal, being a little bit more, you know, kind of getting on guys in a good way, just, hey, do this, you do that, you know. So he's definitely growing into it, and he's getting better as the season goes on.
Long before that drive, though, I mean, maybe the biggest part of this game was the start you all got off to. What was the key to getting off to such a good start that you had those guys back on their heels down 24-0 before they really had a chance to breathe?
Well, again, we knew that they were a very, very physical football team, you know, and so we challenged our guys. You know, I had a big speech for them at the hotel. I said, guys, you know what? Forget the speech. I said, these guys have challenged us. Option stoppers, they're in here. You know, they've held us. They got after us. They've called you guys out. They called all of us out. So we got to make a statement. You know, so game, we knew how they were playing. They were very, very aggressive, and getting their safeties involved. So we wanted to kind of do some things to eliminate their extra run support. You know, and we knew if we get the play started and get past their linebackers, you know, we have a good chance of scoring. And obviously, you know, Jamil did a great job. We blocked it great up front. Forney had a great block. Actually got down and dug the guy out and kind of ran his deep room. Probably his best block of his career. And we got off to a great – which is key for us. We got off to a great start, but the guys just kept playing hard and kept getting after it.
Those guys up front, obviously, they play in relative anonymity. The only time we ever hear about them is, you know, when they get called for a holding penalty or illegal procedure. But, I mean, I look at the consistency in which most of those guys have played up front. Mm-hmm. Also, you add Justin Self, really, to that group, because yes, he gets a lot of time when you all go unbalanced and things of that nature. But when was the last time you can remember a seven-game stretch where you've had really – this much consistency out of that group, and knock on wood, you know, they've all managed to stay pretty healthy during that time as well.
Exactly, I mean, it's hard to think back, and I usually have a pretty good memory of games and how teams have played. You know, we were pretty good back in 2011 with, you know, Brady DeMille and all those mm-hmm. guys. You know, but this group is playing really, really good, solid football. You know, they've taken care of they're blocking great. Four's gotten better with his snaps, and no more QB center exchanges. But they're coming off the football, and they're playing very, very physical. And again, last week was just a gut check for those guys. Again, they got called out. You know, it was a physical fight. You know, they came out swinging. You know, so if we can continue this, you know, as the season goes on, we're going to get better and better. But again, they've been playing really, really good, consistent football for us.
Obviously, without giving away a lot of trade secrets, in a game like that, where basically the A-backs were rendered just basically decoys in a game like that. But yet, even though they pretty much knew the game was coming between the tackles, how do you have that much success both with the fullback and obviously with Malcolm when he needed to be as well?
Well, again, you know, it's the same thing. You know, in man-to-man coverage, getting safeties out of there, they were extra run support guys. But again, we knew that they were going to put those other seven guys in the box and try to stop us. And again, we knew we had, you know, five guys up front, you know, with some misdirection to get those linebackers' eyes in different places to kind of get them out of position and get our fullback going, you know. And again, we did a great job of just getting past that level, you know, and scoring. Our ADS did a great job of understanding the game plan. And we had some other things to get those guys involved, but they did a great job of nullifying that for us. I mean, we can get our A-backs the ball in space or even in the air, try to throw it to them a couple of times. But they had that covered pretty good. They had a pretty good game plan, a pretty good understanding, but we knew what was going to come down to. Then late in the game, we started running Malcolm between the tackles a little bit, you know, because, again, they started really, really killing the fullback. So we went to our next option, which is our best option. We went to Malcolm, you know. So, and then they had those two big runs in the fourth quarter to get us down the field goal range.
Obviously, his number of carries, and this is something, obviously, I'm sure you all hope for, his number of carries is down in terms of total number.
Yes.
But his effectiveness seems to be even more. What has been the marriage between, A, the blocking and, obviously, you know, his decision-making that has allowed him to have just as much efficiency in terms of operation, but obviously having to perform less surgeries to do it?
Exactly. I mean, for one thing, he's such a good football player. I mean, he's going – a lot of his runs, you know, that he's had has come off of dropping back and nothing's there. You know, so he's made us really, really good when it's not there. We have a scramble drill in practice, but our scramble drill now is basically get out of the way and let Malcolm run. You know, just get down the field and keep your guy occupied. But he's been playing, you know, really, really good football. And again, just far as the scheme of it, you know, trying to get guys out of the box and let him run, he's just stepped up. You know, our fullback game has gotten going, and we're trying to be smart and not let that kid try to pound him every single place. So it's been really, really good for us, and I'm happy that he hasn't been carrying the football much. But when his number's been called, he stepped up and he's made runs. You know, so for him to do what he's doing and not carrying the football as much, my man, it is really, really good for us because again, he's not taking that beating anymore. We got two really good B-backs that can take the pounding for him, and they're being very, very productive. And our A-backs are being productive, too, when we have a chance to get those guys the ball. So we have a really good bounce right now. Our passing game still, we need to get that thing going again. You know, but for right now, I'm not complaining at all. I mean, if we can win games not throwing the football, that's what we're going to do. You know, but at the same time, man, he's playing well. But the key thing is hopefully he can last to that last game of the season.
Obviously, in terms of the passing game, you all did it so efficiently for a good portion of the first quarter of the season. Are you off that much, or is it just some small thing, detailed things that can get you back to maybe the three or four more completions a game that you guys are looking for?
No, it's just small things. And I think Mike was throwing the ball with confidence. You know, again, the shoulder injury that he had, he was not getting as much throwing during the week. You know, and throwing the football a lot of times, I mean, a big part of it is as a coach, you're watching him throw, he's like, can he be effective throwing the football? Can that ball get there with some zip on it so we don't get picked? So you kind of like, he might throw our play action stuff, but he can't throw our drop back stuff and try to zine the ball in there. So you kind of get a little gun shy with that, you know. But he threw all last week. He's going to throw all this week. So hopefully we can get our passing game back to where it was the first couple of games, where we can be very effective and keep people off balance, but also make us better.
Obviously, what you all do is so regimented and rhythmic. Does a short week make that much of a difference, having to play a day earlier with the travel day in there?
Not really. The biggest, obviously, is injuries. You know, guys getting banged up, helping those guys get ready for the next game, you know. But for us, it always comes down to having our system, doing what we do, and being able to adjust. Because really, you know, we don't know what we're going to see this weekend or this Friday night. We'll go out and line up, see what they're in, and then right there, your whole game plan starts to formulate. So I told our guys, hey, guys, we don't know what they're going in. We're going to work in these certain looks. But that's just like us, for you guys, Malcolm, you go out there and lined up. When you see the defense, what they're in, you should already start thinking, okay, I can get this, I can get that, watch out for this. Start getting in your mind right now what they can do on defense and be ready for it, be ready to adjust.
Most underappreciated part of coaching is player development. How do you explain Jamel Carruthers coming so quickly now to where he's obviously, you all feel right there with Nelson. You can use either one of those guys. I mean, you got 230 yards out of your B-backs this past week.
Exactly. I mean, that came out to Coach Nehemiah's call, you know, because Jamel was like, I think, maybe fourth or fifth on the depth. The first JV game, he went out and he played well, made some very, very nice runs. But, you know, but we were looking at the game plan and wanted to run certain plays, you know, and we didn't have a guy that we feel good about, you know, as far as catching the ball in space, you know, being a guy on the perimeter. You know, it's not Nelson's deal. Not Isaac's deal, you know. So we said, you know what, let's try Jamel at these few plays and get him in there, you know. And we got him in there, you know, and he did great things. Kenny said, you know what, let's leave him in there. And we left him in there. He ran a trap and scored. And from that point on, it was like, okay, this kid's for real. Let's keep him in there. And there you go. Now he's our starting fullback now.
You know? I was going to say, he's a different cat. He runs away from people.
You know, he's starting fullback now. And again, it's a good deal to have two really, really good fullbacks, my man. And again, so make us a better football team.
I appreciate the time. Best of luck this week.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Navy offensive coordinator Ivan Jasper as the Mids get set for the Connecticut Huskies. We got the action for you Friday night on the Navy Radio Network. The Navy Sports Magazine continues in a moment. Brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union right here on the Navy Radio Network.
I'm Chris Cisneros. I left the Army as a major and have been a USAA member for 20 years. When I was in the Army, I was trained as a pilot, as an instructor pilot, an instrument examiner, and a maintenance test pilot. I can land a helicopter on the side of a mountain while wearing night vision goggles. But when it comes to investing, I don't have that same kind of training.
At USAA, we're committed to helping military service members and their families with their financial goals. Choosing the right investments is critical in helping turn those goals into a reality. Even if you don't know a lot about investing, don't worry. We'll show you how to strengthen and simplify your finances and find the right investments for your needs. Visit USAA.com/invest or call 800-472-USAA to get one-on-one guidance for your goals.
Members paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Investments insurance, not FDIC insured, not bank issued, guaranteed, or underwritten, may lose value. Investments provided by USAA Investment Management Company and USAA Financial Advisors, Inc., both registered broker-dealers.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery? It's a quick, casual restaurant that serves fresh, wholesome food. The salad dressings are made from scratch, and they hand-chop over 30 kinds of fresh produce daily. Right when you walk in, their kitchen is an open book where you can see the team preparing salads, sandwiches, and gourmet pizzas. Stop by with family and friends or pick up scratch-made meals at the Express Market and take it with you to the game or tailgate. Nuke's Eatery, Annapolis Town Center and the Village at Wachapel. At the Westin Annapolis, you never miss a beat. Whether you dream of a grand affair, an intimate gathering, or a collaborative space and state-of-the-art meeting rooms, the Westin Annapolis offers the perfect blend of upscale appeal and outstanding service. Follow along on Instagram at Westin Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Brianna Sorensen caught up with the new Navy star, B-back Jamel Carruthers, as he and Nelson Smith combined for 230 yards rushing in Saturday's win over Tulane.
So how exciting is it to be able to contribute so much? You're only a sophomore, and it's only, what, your fourth game? How exciting is it to contribute so much?
It's just a great feeling. I mean, my teammates and I have worked so hard this summer, this spring, and we put a lot of work into this. I'm just glad it's coming out the way we wanted to so far.
And it was so vital to get that last touchdown. What were the coaches telling you guys to be able to score that last touchdown?
I mean, our coaches are on us every time. They know, like, they don't want us to get down. I love this team. I mean, we fought back. We knew we weren't going to quit. I mean, and it's just great to get the win and get that touchdown.
Navy is now bowl eligible. How exciting is that to possibly go to a bowl this season?
Oh, that's a great feeling. I mean, it just leads us closer to our goals. I mean, that's not the only thing we want, but it gets us closer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, Brianna. Coming up, we'll hear from Navy volleyball. Big winners over Army. Brianna caught up with Avery Stoll. She and Maddie Scutani helping the Mids to a win on Saturday night against the Black Knights. That gives the Mids sole possession of third place in the very competitive Patriot League volleyball standing. That conversation when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Navy volleyball with a big win over Army on Saturday night following the Navy football win over Tulane. Brianna Sorensen caught up with Avery Stoll, who had 13 kills in the Mids' 5-set victory.
15-12 win over Army in that fifth set. Yeah. How exciting was tonight's game?
The team was super excited about the work that we put in, and we got to see it pay off point for point and set for set. Army definitely came out with a game to compete against Big Ball. They gave us a lot of hard plays, a lot of hard swings, and great defense. So we're really happy with what they gave us and happy that we could execute what we wanted to do and win.
What did Coach Labrador tell you guys going into that fifth set?
He pulled us aside and mentioned stuff about that serve and pass game that is so important in the fifth set especially. And really, that's all it comes down to is that serve and pass. We work point for point and know that, yes, swings are important, defense is important, but that first contact is what really sets us apart from the other team across the net.
It really was a terrific match. You can go back and watch the archive at stadium.com, which includes a conversation with Navy hitter Matty Scatone as well. Don't forget to join Joe Miller, Keith Mills, Scott Wyckoff, myself, Johnny Goldsmith, and Chris Carlheim as we bring you all the action of Navy football Friday night from East Hartford, Connecticut. We're on the air at 7:05 Eastern Time. Until then, for Bill Usby and all of his technical assistants, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us on the Navy Sports Magazine right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA. By Naval Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. Visit www.usnabsd.com. And by USAA, proud sponsor of Navy Athletics.